indica
nuove
narrazioni
sonore.
Credo che c'è un buco grosso dentro, ma anche che il rock and roll, qualche amichetta, il calcio, qualche soddisfazione sul lavoro, le stronzate con gli amici, beh, ogni tanto questo buco me lo riempiono.
Good afternoon everybody and welcome to this new show of Indica.
Welcome guys, this is a special episode of Indica. Why?
Because today we are going to take a DJ set here on our studios.
Okay, last Wednesday we talking about to make an episode of English because we have a very special music session with so many kind of music style.
Correct. Today the mood is very different from the other episodes, the other shows of Indica. Actually, today we want to try a different thing because today we are going to show you a DJ set from many new of the latest researches that we have had in all the music context that we have explored recently. That's right.
Okay, we have digging.
We are
digging in the past weeks, so many kind of style of music. Today the music style is between funk, soul, funky house, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to remember our social media channel?
Definitely. Channels? Yeah. Well, we are on Instagram as Indica_Sherwood. And on Facebook as Indica, we are the disc, the violet disc on the avatar of Indica. And last but not least, we are also on Google Podcast, and we are from very, very few days also on Spotify.
Oh yeah, for the first time in the Indica history, we put our podcast on Spotify.
Yeah.
We have researched this for months.
Yeah, we have tried finally out for months. Yeah. Now we are finally on Spotify. Yeah.
Okay. Google Podcast, Spotify, and on the website of the radio.
Of course, sherwood.it/streaming.
Okay. The first music selection is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I select 8 tracks.
Yeah,
there is a mellow mood, mm-hmm, like the name of the Italian reggae band.
Yeah.
But my selection is about first jazz and funky, and in the end there is so many 80s synthy vibes.
Wow, sounds cool.
Yes.
Do you want to start?
Okay. I put down the tracks.
All right.
The bass.
Welcome to the new
and
Matteo
my start
session.
Is about Enzo Montempi, The Trace.
We'll be right back.
music. Hey. blackness is not a color. Blackness is not a code. Blackness is not a state of mind. Blackness is not a spiritual state. Blackness is not the beginning. Blackness is not the ending. Blackness simply is. Bob Owens, Otis Jackson Jr., Fred Hope, Lawrence Bass, Robert Washington, Richard Pryor, The Muppets, Claire Huxtable, Vivian Banks I, Coretta Scott King, Kali, Lonnie Liston Smith, Eduardo Galeano, Octavio Paz, Octavio Paz, Octavio Paz, Cornel West, Bill Maher, Bill Cosby, Bill Withers, Bill and Ted, Doc Brown, Amy Césaire, Mos Def, Yassine Bey, Quali, High Tech, Low Tech, Hotep, The Soul Quarians, Mike Bannerman, Stan Lee, Dr. Daniel Hale, Captain Kirk, Captain Picard, Jean-Michel Basquiat, Geordie LaForge, PDK, Living Room Johnson, Billy D. Williams, Eddie Murphy, Sun Ra, Cormac McCarthy, Herbie Hancock, Parliament Funkadelic, The JBs, Emmett Smith, Hakeem the Dream, Clyde the Glide, Dr. Ben, Dr. Barashango, Dr. Africa, The Seven Samurai, Mifune, Rumi, Asada Shakur, The Buena Vista Social Club, Panso Sanchez, Hector Laveau, Howling Wolf, Allen Ginsberg, The Funky Homo Sapien, Snoop Zilla, Schoolboy Q, Ed Bradley, Mamiya Abdul-Jamal, Kareem Riggins, Roz G, Bruce Lee, Sarah, Yellow Man, Bobby Humphrey, Ram LZ, Dorothy Dandridge, Billie Holiday, Lauryn Hill. Blackness is not a color. Blackness is not a code. Blackness is not a state of mind. Blackness is not a spiritual state. Blackness is not the beginning. Blackness is not the ending. We'll be right back.
no 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 na mene no obi shako kaye oyai omo tri shito ekamo yae obi shako kaye oyai omo tri shito ekamo yae obi shako kaye oyai omo tri shito ekamo yae obi shako kaye oyai omo tri shito ekamo yae
Oh my god, it's fucking awesome.
Welcome back. Awesome. Well, congratulations for your selection. I have to say, it has many, many flavors. Well, we can say we have breathed so much Italo disco on one side and funky on the other side. Wow, so it's really, really amazing. So I liked it very much.
Yes, it's various genres. I started with Enzo Bontempi in the Chase from the OST, the original soundtrack of Italian Spider-Man, a parody of the Italian B-movie from the 70s.
Check it out on YouTube.
Okay.
Because you made me see it. You know, it's so, so strange, and I loved it very much.
Yes, it's a biggest parody. Mm-hmm. Not only a simple parody, a biggest parody.
Yeah.
Salvo, what is the word in English about grotesco?
Grotesque,
proprio.
Yeah, grotesque.
Grotesque.
No, actually, there is a Marilyn Manson song, "The Golden Age of Grotesque."
Ah, yes, I remember that.
That's right. So I have learned the term like this.
Yeah. We learn English from the music. The best way. Fucking school.
Yeah.
Fucking school. Fuck the school. All right. Enzo Bontempi, "The Chase," funk Italian soundtrack from the 70s. That the label is Record Kicks, mm-hmm. an Italian label that is the best for soul, mm-hmm. R&B, funk.
Yeah.
Then a focus into the jazz, funky, London, new wave.
Uh-huh.
Okay. With Tenderlonius, Funky Buddha. Mm. I like it too much because it's instrumental, but it has a lot of groove.
Mm, yeah.
There is so many pasta, a paste, a groove. In Italian, we can translate groove pasta.
Groove because, pasta.
Yes. Mm. Because it's dance.
Uh huh.
Dance.
Yeah.
You know about that?
Well, try to say it again.
It's dance, not dance. The term of dancing.
Uh huh.
Denso.
Oh, dance.
Dance. D-A-N-S-A.
We got it. Yeah,
dance.
Yeah.
And then Tom Misch and Yusef Days. What kind of music? Then Tony Allen and
Hugh Masekela. Yeah.
Slow Bones. A tribute to Tony Allen that passed away 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 2 months ago. The end of March.
Maybe. Oh, really? So long time.
Oh, yes, Tony Allen, yes. Mm. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That with Falakuti, they are the Godfather, mm-hmm. the Godfathers of Afrobeat.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
Then from Brazil, Diodato, Os Grilos.
Elmir Diodato.
Elmir Diodato. Do you like it? Because I know you like so much Brazil wave.
Yeah. Well, okay, I am not really a connoisseur, but by the way, I like Brazilian music. And by the way, when it comes to listening to it, I am very, very glad about listening to it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think about me in the sea. Mm-hmm. Along the sea with a Negroni in one hand yeah. and the other hand that made the form of the wave.
Oh,
listening
yeah.
to
the flow of the wave.
The flow of the wave. Listening to Diodato.
In fact, it has kind of that. I don't know how to say, but it sounds like summer and beach sound.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
But I ask you, do you select this song for listening with a girl or not?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I think that this song created the right mood, mm-hmm. or not?
Yeah, it's relaxing.
Yes, but with a little bit of energy.
It makes the right atmosphere.
Yes, there is a groove under mm-hmm. The typical Caribbean sound,
yeah.
on South America sound.
Mm, yeah.
You think that?
Yeah, I can share your opinion. Definitely.
Okay, okay. Then the more house tracks prequel con Saints. That there is so many citation or no
quotes
excuse me my bad English. about every name of the black culture from the soul, the funk and the club culture. Poi then Koichi Sakai con Wano with Wano and il guardiano del foro disco divina synth agitis Italian
this is
track.
Pure Italo disco.
Yes, more Italo disco. And the album is Oasis. I think that is released in 1982. Oasis, the album with Disco Divina. Then, Salvo, it's your moment.
All right, there. Well, actually, my sound is not really detached from yours. Because the first part is more oriented on Italo disco and funk, while the second one is on mostly chilling out sound. So actually, and funky as well. So, but it's not that you know, it's relaxing funky.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And actually, the closing of my selection will be. Pure chill out. So but anyway you're gonna find it out better on the way. So actually I am ready to start.
Okay.
And we are starting with a very new Italo disco classic. So we are going to start with Jolly Mare, Tutto Bene, and so on.
Thank you. piace il cioccolato. E allora, ti sorprende? Mi piace il cioccolato. Il cioccolato al latte o bianco, ma preferisco il nero, intenso, intensissimo. Mi piace andare sott'acqua. Davvero? Non mi credi? Mi piace andare sott'acqua. Acqua dolce, acqua salata. Ma la mia preferita è l'acqua salata. Profonda, misteriosa. Ma perché, perché qui? Ma perché, perché qua? Ritorno a casa mia, mi puoi lasciare qua. Ma perché, perché qui? Ma perché, perché qua? Non ci aspettiamo là, andiamo a casa mia. Ma perché, perché qui? Ma perché, perché qua? Ritorno a casa mia, mi puoi lasciare qua. Ma perché, perché qui? Ma perché, perché qua? Non ci aspettiamo là, andiamo a casa mia. Solare, ma basta veramente. Mi piace mettere la crema sul mio viso. Mi piace tanto la dolcezza della crema. E poi mi piace il ceviche. Che buono il ceviche. Non sto scherzando. Il ceviche di Ferragosto sotto il sole con un bicchiere di vino. Il ceviche sul lungomare con la freschezza della notte. Lo so, ma a tutti le piacciono l'estate, allora io preferisco l'inverno. Mi piace tanto il fuoco nel caminetto e maglioni al collo alto. Ma perché, perché qui? Ma perché, perché qua? Ritorno a casa mia, mi puoi baciare qua. Ma perché, perché qui? Ma perché, perché qua? Non ci smettiamo.
Ci aspettiamo là, andiamo a casa mia. Oh,
Welcome back. This was my selection. Well, I know we are short with time, so I'm gonna tell you the titles. Well, we started with Jolly Mare, Tutto Bene. This is a classic of the new Italian Italo disco, and you know, I wanted to follow the groove of Italian funky and going on with the European and world funky mood. The next ones are Corinne, Perché Perché. Corinne is in fact a French singer, but this is the Italian version of this song. The original one is in French, and you know, I was very hit by this song because this has two versions and very similar to each other's, but I have chosen the Italian one because I wanted to introduce this one for this time. The next one is Kate Ranada, 10%. This is a very international song. Kate Ranada actually is one of the biggest names in the funky house scene today. And actually, I am artistically in love with Kate Ranada. The next one is Doni Bene, Konnichiwa. Actually, this is a very particular song. Once I have heard it by chance, and I said, wow. This is a very cool dig, so I absolutely have to present one day on the radio. And this is the why, actually, I am presenting this song. Last but not least, Paolo Corp remix, La Niña del Volcán. This is an instrumental song. As you could see, the sang part was in Spanish. I was very catched by this song and this voice, very very sensual, all Spanish. And you know, this is actually a very good mood to get prepared to the summer that is coming in very few days.
Yes, that song remember me about Barcelona. Wow. In April, and
have you
Ibiza,
been to Barcelona maybe?
Yeah, in 2009, and in 2007 I went to Ibiza and Formentera.
Okay, I know you won't, but you went.
Because I want to go back in the Balearic island, because the Balearic sound like La Niña del Volcán is one of my biggest sounds. So it's too big for me, because the song set everybody in a mood.
Yeah.
With a connection to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's not only relaxing, it's meditating.
Mm.
It's like you can make yoga without making yoga.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I find this very relaxing, but at the same time, it's kind of spiritual. So yeah, I agree with you, I agree with you.
I think that you can mix this,
mm-hmm,
in the end of the party, or at the beginning of the party and in the end of the party, but most in the end of the party, because it's more at the dawn.
Yeah.
It's for the dawn.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. It's more crepuscular.
Yes, crepuscular. But yeah. Crepuscular, it's so negative.
I like
the dawn, because about the dawn of the dead, it's not... it's a movie with the word dawn that is not too positive. I like more the dawn. Hmm. It's more chill out.
Down. Listening to it on the dawn... that's right. Yeah.
At the dawn of the dawn.
All right then. So I got your game with words. You know. Yeah. You're right. I think it's a very cool song for a closing moment. So this is also the why. You know, it's not a case that I have chosen it to close it. We are it's all, folks. So we recall, we remind back again our contacts that time.
Yes.
Indica underscore Sherwood for Instagram, Indica, very simply, on Facebook, and then listen to Indica as well on Google Podcast and Spotify from this week.
Okay, Salvo, we get this.
We get this?
We get this. Ce l'abbiamo fatta in
Italia. Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
We got it. Because we recording another track.
Mm-hmm.
After this broadcasting, and I'm in the mood of for doing some other things.
All right.
Cheers.
Listening to the upcoming playlist after this show. So, this is Indica. I am Salvo.
I'm Matteo.
And greetings to the next Sunday.
Indica nuove narrazioni sonore.
Credo che c'è un buco grosso dentro, ma anche che il rock and roll, qualche amichetta, il calcio, qualche soddisfazione sul lavoro, le stronzate con gli amici, beh, ogni tanto questo buco me lo riempiono.